Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell hopes the third time is the charm as he's seeking TxDOT grant funds to construct sidewalks that would connect the city's Coleman Park and Buford Park. I talked about the latest grant quest with Maxwell Tuesday morning.
We've long wanted to connect Buford Park with Coleman Park with some kind of a concrete pathway, and there's another grant program come up this time from TxDOT. We've been to TxDOT before. We've been to Parks and Wildlife before. We're back to TxDOT here, and these projects have a heavy emphasis on trails, so we like our odds on this one. And it could be a $400,000 or $500,000 project, 80-20 grant. They put up 80, we put up 20%, and we'll connect our two parks.
Mm-hmm. Tell us how it would work, connecting Coleman with Buford.
The biggest stretch of concrete will be on the backside of the high school. Mm-hmm. And we'll tuck it off away from the high school so that they have room to expand. And I'm assuming they're still willing to do that. They were last time, and this will let us get to both parks. So it'll come off the backside of Peavine Pinion Pond somewhere, and there'll be a bridge over the creek and head basically parallel to the railroad tracks down to Gladys Alexander. It'll be some sort of a pedestrian crossing and a pathway / bike lane out to Main Street. Probably some of those flashing signalized crosswalks, and then they're into the park.
So you can envision this if somebody going from downtown all the way around Coleman Lake?
Yeah, that's the idea, and soon after that should be some sort of a sidewalk improvement project down Conley to tie it all together.
Yeah. This is the goal that we had hoped for. I guess, like you say, there was another grant that we were seeking that fell through.
I think this is our third time.
Oh, okay.
And the first time with a TxDOT grant, we really got the short end of the stick. The way it was set up is, the way it was built was, everybody in a transportation planning area in the big urban areas got their pot of money. And all the little urban areas got their pot of money, and the transportation planning groups got to divvy up their money however they wanted to. We didn't. We applied and competed. What actually happened is there was a pot of money for the urban areas, and they competed, and then they competed against us in the other pot as well. And I was one of the chief complainers after that, Our legislators didn't know that it was set up that way. It was kind of a shady deal. But they got involved in it, and it's not happening. In fact, they're kind of ultra sensitive about it this time. So I like our odds a lot better.
Yeah. Now, this requires some council action later this week.
We're going to have to set up a special meeting. Our consultant missed the deadline or hasn't been real up to date on this. And so we're having to call together a last minute meeting to get a resolution passed approving it. And we'll do that Friday at lunchtime. It'll be about a 30-second meeting.
When will you find out?
It'll be September probably before we find out.
KSST News.